A federal judge in Anchorage has decided in favor of the Forest Service and against two environmental groups in a 2008 lawsuit over the impacts of logging on deer habitat. Both sides agree the implications go beyond the four timber sales named in the suit. KFSK's Matt Lichtenstein reports.
In his April 28th decision, U.S. Court Judge Ralph Beislein upheld the way the Forest Service had assessed deer habitat in its approval of four timber sale plans on the Tongass National Forest under the 1997 Forest Plan. Greenpeace and Cascadia Wildlands Project claim the agency violated its own forest-wide plan and federal environmental law. Among other allegations, the groups allege the agency had incorrectly used a scientific model and overestimated how many deer a patch of forest land can support. Larry Edwards is with the Greenpeace office in Sitka.
The Forest Service made an error in applying the science in using a conversion factor with the results from its deer model. And that conversion factor is applied in order to assess impacts to sustainability of wolf populations and providing adequate deer over time for subsistence hunters. And the Forest Service made a very significant error in how that multiplier is used.
The Forest Service has since changed its methods for estimating deer habitat in the 2008 revision of the Tongass Land Management Plan. Edwards sees this as tacit admission that the Forest Service had been wrong before, and he points out the agency has never gone back to reanalyze and correct the decisions made under the old plan. However, in his ruling, Judge Beislein found that the Forest Service's earlier application of the model, quote, represents a bona fide scientific disagreement with the plaintiff's position, rather than simply an error. Edwards says his organization expects to appeal the ruling in the Ninth Circuit Court. He thinks the issue goes beyond the four sales named in the suit.
In 2008, we did ask the Forest Service to go back and do supplemental analysis on all of these timber sales that still have timber available from them that have been done since 1997 to correct these errors in the modeling and look at their analysis again. And the Forest Service hasn't done that.
With the recent court ruling in its favor, the Forest Service is not planning to go back and review those sales anytime soon. Forrest Cole is supervisor for the Tongass.
Well, there is potential for that, but and every time we go back and do new analysis on old projects, it has a tendency to cost a significant amount of time and energy, not to mention the money. So I think the ruling that we have will suffice for now that what we've done is adequate.
Cole sees the court decision as significant for several reasons.
Probably the most significant is because we've had this issue over our deer model for quite some time, either through appeals or separate lawsuits, is that the analysis that we're doing is valid, and the work that was done specifically for these projects is a legitimate method of determining what those effects might be.
There has been little to no timber offered or purchased from the projects named in the suit. They include the Overlook and Scott Peak sales near Petersburg, the Soda Nick sale on Prince of Wales Island, and Trader's Cove near Ketchikan. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.